Jesse Corcoran Podcast. And now, words newscasters coyly refuse to say.
George was popping the tequilas. Next thing you know, the A word is flying.
The A word.
The B word is out there.
The B word.
He called her the C word.
The C word.
The D word.
The E word. Excommunicated.
The F word.
The G word.
I want to see a president that doesn't just say the H word.
The I word.
The J word.
The K word.
The L word.
The M word.
The N word.
The N word.
The N word. As in N-word mountain.
The O word.
The P word.
The Q word.
Now we're talking about the R word.
The R word.
The S word.
The T word.
It's the old U word.
What's the V word?
Visibility.
The W word.
All words that start with X.
The Y word.
The so-called Z word.
Now I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
10th of August, 2021, and hi. Everybody, I'm JC. You're at jcontheline.com, and this is the JC Corcoran Podcast. There, I've correctly identified myself. This is going to be another one of those steamaroonies. It's going to be one of those just oven door type things. But here's the thing: big storms later on this afternoon, early this evening. Big ones, heavy downpours, severe weather, strong winds, the whole thing. There was a thing on Fox 2 earlier this morning. Chris Higgins was showing this timeline, and it sure looks like there's some evil shit coming in around, like I said, 4, 5, 6 o'clock this evening. So keep aware of what is around you. Also, don't get sucked into this thing that's been on Facebook for the last, I don't know, maybe in the last 2 months. I started seeing this thing 2 months ago. It is a personal it's a personal air conditioner. And it's a thing that's shaped like a giant U. And what you're supposed to do is put this thing around your neck. And then you turn this thing on. And it blows ice cold air and just cools you down better than anything you could possibly imagine. And there's only one problem. It's a piece of junk. It sounds like something everybody would love to have, and it also sounds like, frankly, something science and the inventor community should have already come up with. You know, it's 2021, for God's sakes. Why shouldn't there be something that you put around your neck that cools you off? And then after you stop and think about it a minute, you say to yourself, I have a window unit upstairs because we have one room that just no matter what we do, we can't keep it cool, so we put a window unit up there. And that window unit air conditioner is probably about 150 pounds. And maybe that's the problem, huh? But people who are trying to sell you junk and take your money have been doing this for a couple of years, too. This thing is rated something like AAA by the American Air Conditioner Personal Device Corporation of America or some nonsense like that. And wouldn't you know it? That organization was created by the people who are trying to sell you this thing. And not only should you not buy this thing, but you should go to their website or at least go to Facebook where you see the ad and read the reviews. They're hilarious. These people forked over the money, and they, you know, when you realize that you've been had, sometimes you can get really, really creative with your hatred and your disdain for members of the human race that have figured out a way to con you into buying a piece of junk and paying a lot of money for it. So be aware. I'm going to discuss something here today that is going to upset some people, and it's going to especially upset women, especially younger women, and especially if you're woke. What the hell are you doing here anyhow? This woke thing is going to end up getting everybody eventually. But I'm going to tell you a story here today that I have hesitated telling in the past. I've thought about it a couple of times, and I think it's time I finally spill the beans on this. So we'll get to this in a minute. And it has to do, well, it's, I guess, inspired by the fact that this guy, Mike Richards, after they did all these auditions for Jeopardy to replace Alex Trebek, all along, the rumor has been that the producer of the show, a guy by the name of Mike Richards, is probably the front runner to replace Alex Trebek, and that this audition process may have been nothing but a sham from the very beginning. I ended up in something like this a couple of years ago. There's a famous radio station in Chicago, and they had to fire their morning guy. And so suddenly this primo gig in Chicago opens up. And who's from Chicago? Yes, yours truly. And who received a phone call from the people who operate this station a couple of years ago. Said, JC, we have an open audition going. We're going to bring in about four radio hosts from all across the country, all of whom have some sort of roots to Chicago, and we know that you do. And would you be interested in coming up here and auditioning for a week for this gig in Chicago? And of course, I say yes. Couple hours later, I find out that apparently everybody in Chicago already knows who the guy is that's getting the job. And this thing is nothing but a big sham to get a lot of publicity. And that, you know, it's hard not to characterize this in some way other than the fact that you feel like you're being used and abused, I would say. I mean, after all, these guys already know who's going to get the gig. They have no intent whatsoever in hiring you. It's a fait accompli. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I mean, a very, very small part of me said, well, at least you could go up there and you could say you did it. And, you know, maybe people who know you in Chicago would get a kick out of hearing you and all that sort of stuff. And I was like, no, I'm not doing this. Forget it. And I actually started thinking about it. And then I got really pissed. And I did not end up participating in it. And in fact, the guy who was rumored to be the guy to end up getting the job did get the job. And that was the end of that. Oh, and by the way, like 2 years later, they sold the radio station to a religious group. Everybody got fired, and they're playing, I Don't Know How to Love Him by Iman Elliman and Jesus Christ Superstar all day. So you live and you learn. But anyhow, back to the Jeopardy story. This guy, Mike Richards, is the guy rumored from the very beginning to be the guy who is the front runner to do the whole thing. Well, now they finish all of the auditions. I think they're just finishing up this week. Is Joe Buck on this week? Maybe that is this week. I don't know. But anyhow, they're figuring, okay, we've got this thing just about wrapped up, and all of the open auditions will be over, and then we'll announce that this guy, Mike Richards, is the guy who ends up getting the job. There's only one problem. You guessed it. This guy is having to address two sexual harassment lawsuits stemming from his time working on The Price is Right. And this is why I say, I think it's only a matter of time before they get everybody, every male human being in a prominent position at some point is going to get either taken down or really nicked by this whole, what did you do when you were 24 years old thing? And here's the thing about sexual harassment. You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't sexually harass somebody. However, the definition of sexual harassment in the workplace has been very fluid. We all watch Mad Men. We know that the world was a different place in 1962 or whatever. And people's attitudes and even policy in the actual workplace itself was different. Things that are illegal now weren't illegal 50 years ago. In 1960, nobody had any idea that women were even going to be in the workplace. We didn't know that we were going to have the kind of progress with women's rights that we've had in recent years. Long way to go, but like they used to say in the commercial, you've come a long way, baby. And I don't think that anybody would argue with that. Still got a long way to go, but tremendous strides have been made. But back then, people didn't think about that. I don't think it would be an exaggeration to say that, especially if you go back maybe 60, 70 years, women were almost around for the entertainment and the pleasure of men. Was it wrong? Of course, but we didn't know that back then. The world had not evolved. Society had not evolved. And even the women, and not all of them, but a lot of women were perfectly fine with that arrangement. As late as the 60s, women were still trying to get into college because they could find a husband in college. Now, like I said at the beginning, some of what I'm saying here is going to upset people. However, I'm trying to be fair here, and I'm trying to give you an accurate depiction of the way things were. And if you happen to be a young person under the age of 40, 30, whatever the case may be, that's how old I'm getting. I'm referring to people in their 40s as young people. But you know what I mean, as it applies to this particular story that I'm trying to tell. The world was a different place. And because you did something when you were 24 years old and the year was 1965, and now years later they're going to try to take you down, that's bullshit. That's total bullshit. Now, I don't know how old this guy Mike Richards is, but this must have been somewhat serious in that the fact it's not just somebody said, well, he worked on the show and he was really mean to us and he was trying to pick up. He was always saying, you know, inappropriate things. No, this actually went to two lawsuits stemming from his time working on The Price is Right. Now let's talk about the radio business. And here's what's going to get a little sticky. I can't tell you the number of musicians, men, who are in the music business today, but when you ask them what compelled them to join a rock and roll band back when they were 19 years old or whatever the case may be, you'd be surprised how many of them just say, I got in it for the chicks. And think about it. Look at some of these people. You can look like the Elephant Man, but if you can play a guitar and sing in a rock and roll band, you're going to get chicks. That's not going to work that well if you're in construction. But it's like Eddie Murphy said, you know, just sing. Just sing. You'll get action. And again, JC, attempting to live in the real world, is here to report that a lot of women, not all, but a lot of women are really drawn to men of power. I don't care if it's politics or sports or entertainment. Women, especially younger women, impressionable younger women, say to themselves, I find this sort of exciting. And that was the case for years when I was coming up in the radio business in my 20s and 30s. And, you know, twice a year, like every 6 months, they would bring in a new crop of interns. Many of them would be men. Many of them would be women. We didn't hire them. They had a, you know, separate HR department that would, you know, bring in a new crop of interns twice a year. And some of these young women were very, very attractive. Some of them were sort of on the shy side. Some were ready to play. And there was no question about it. They showed up, walked in the front door, almost as if to say, yep, that's right, I'm hot, and I'm ready to party. And believe it or not, these women would catch the attention of some of the young radio men who were in the business at the time. You know, and then you'd hear a couple of weeks later, hey, did you hear so-and-so was seen out with so-and-so? And you're like, oh. And it would be the story of an intern who had managed to somehow become involved socially. Why am I being so careful with this? One of the boss radio jocks picked up the hot young intern. And yes, I did that too. Well, let me tell you something about it too. It also has a lot to do with how you treat women. Now, there were guys who were just creeps and they were using these girls and it was creepy. You know, creepy is the word. And the girls didn't know, they didn't pick up on it, and you would sit there and go, this is not going to end well. But there's lots of cases I could tell you, lots of cases, not just in the radio business, St. Louis Cardinals. There's a guy, one of the highest ranking members of the St. Louis Cardinal organization, back in the 80s, an intern came in, she was very, very pretty, I know both of these people, and the next thing you heard, they were seeing each other. They've been married for like 35 years, got a bunch of kids. So not every story like this is just, you know, pick them up, knock them down, move on to the next one. Most of them were, but I could tell you lots of stories like that about people who met in the workplace. The intern, female, comes in. The older guy who's got the job picks her up and the rest is history. as I said, some of these young women were a little on the shy side. They were obviously young chronologically, but also emotionally. And they were the ones who probably stood the best risk of getting hurt in the end of this whole thing. However, a lot of these young girls did not fall into that category. As far as I could tell, they were in complete control of their emotions. They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were getting into. They were drawn to the excitement of the older guy who had a little money and a nice car and would take them to nice concerts and sit, you know, somewhere in the first five rows. And they loved it. And there was not necessarily some sort of quid pro quo. In other words, you didn't say at the beginning of the evening, all right, now I'm going to take you to this thing and it's going to be great. But of course, at the end of the night, you've got to boink me. It wasn't like that. It was like any other relationship. Okay, you're attractive. I think you have found me to be attractive. We're out here on a date. Let's see what happens. It's like any other situation. So it's really easy for some people with an agenda to sort of look at these situations where the older guy with the power and the influence is just treating this poor fawn in the middle of the open field with the mist around her and the sun just coming up over the horizon, and bang, Bambi's dead. Was it like that some of the time? Sure. Was it like that most of the time? I don't think so. I can think of many, many interns. I'm talking about at least a dozen who, because I had interns at Channel 5 too. So I had them not only at the radio station, but then I'd go down to TV and I'd have interns there too. But I can think of at least a dozen women who were, you know, 20, 21, 22, 23, somewhere in there, and came to work at either the radio station or the TV station and were assigned to me in one way or another, who I'm still friends with today. And some I had a sexual relationship with and some I did not. It just comes down to normal human respect. And if you're one of those guys who just seems to treat women poorly or treat them as a commodity, well, then the story is not going to have a nice ending. But if you treat women well and you like women and you're not trying to hurt anybody, you know, like everybody else, you're out there trying to get laid. And a beautiful woman comes walking into the building. Okay, she's a little younger than you, but her job is not dependent. But look, it's like Chris Rock said. It's like if you're in one of those situations where, like the Harvey Weinstein thing, it's like you sleep with me or you're not getting this gig. That's different from, hi, hey, look, I got tickets to this thing on Friday night, and would you be interested in going with me? I'd like to take you. Those are two completely different things. One's not good. The other one, I don't think there was a damn thing wrong with. And if somebody wants to come along at some point and say, well, you know, well, first of all, I've been accused of everything anyhow. So, you know, tons and tons of things that I never did, places I never even was. People are still saying, well, he did this and he did that. I go, that's fantastic. That's whatever you have to do to make yourself feel better. But I don't even know where that place is. I've never been there in my life. So that's one advantage I guess I have. And some people think I'm a scoundrel. It's like, they've already accused me of everything else. Why not this too? Sure, pile on. See if I care. The point of this whole thing is you have to know when to stop. Because if somebody says no and you're in the workplace and they're not interested in you, that's a different dynamic from just some girl in the neighborhood or some girl you bar you go to and you see her all the time. Those are two different things. You're talking about the workplace now, and even if it isn't a situation where you are in control of that young woman's destiny, you know, some of these situations are not nearly as awful as some people would like to convince you. Some of these women knew exactly what they were doing, exactly what they were getting into, and they wanted in. And especially 20, 30 years ago, there were no rules against it. So why not? But these people who come back say, well, in the 60s, you did this. In the 60s, everybody did it. Well, aren't you embarrassed by your behavior when you were in your 20s? Yes, because everybody is embarrassed by everything they did when they were in their 20s. Why should this be any different? Now, If you're in your 50s and your 60s, or God forbid your 70s or older than that, and you're still doing this kind of crap, yeah, you have a problem. Well, it's like a lot of things, you know, you do them because, first of all, everybody else is doing them, and you outgrow it. And I'm sure no matter, you know, how careful I was in presenting this story to you, somebody's going to have an issue with it. Somebody's going to have a problem with this stuff and still tell me I'm wrong. I don't think I am. I think I'm fine. And I think I was fine then. And I think I'm fine now. And now this.
Sweet, angelic, cherubic-faced little Angie Harmon. You got stopped once. Routine traffic violation.
Mm-hmm.
And explain what happened.
I was in high school, and I was on drill team, and we had just lost our game, like, right before going to state, and I had actually sat down in an ant pile looking for my keys. Fire ants in Texas are nothing to laugh at. Basically, I just got bit, as you can imagine.
Bit in the ass by fire ants. Okay, all right.
Yes. And with our uniforms, we had to wear pantyhose as well, which is the only time that any Southern woman will wear pantyhose on the drill team. And so basically, you know, I had to rip off my pantyhose, and I've got just the bottoms on, and of course I get pulled over because I couldn't find my driver's license. I was convinced it was in my organizer, and that was in the trunk of my car. And the officer, he said, well, you know, why don't you get out of the car and get your license, and I just want to make sure you've got your license on you, and then you can go. He goes, so will you step out of the car, please? And I went, no. And he goes, excuse me, because police are not very nice when you tell them no. And he says, well, I beg your pardon. And I look up and I say, well, I'm sorry, officer, but I'm not wearing any pants. Now, you can only imagine the embarrassment. Yes. And I'm so thrilled that y'all brought this up. I just can't stand it. The funny part was, I had a friend that was working in that police station, and the cops had drawn on those little magnetic boards with the markers. They had drawn a car and a girl with big black curly hair all streaming out, because I had big, huge Bon Jovi hair back then. And the quotation above it is, you know, I'm sorry, officer, I'm not wearing any pants.
Love that story from Angie Harmon, who today turns 49. God, she's not even 50 years old. Yeah, Detective Jane Rizzoli on Rizzoli and Isles. Justin Theroux, who was at one point, or is he still, Mr. Jennifer Aniston? I can't tell. 50 today. Antonio Banderas, you're too sexy. 61. Ian Anderson, Jethro Tull, 74. Ronnie Spector of the Ronettes, Be My Baby, 78. Kylie Jenner, 24. What do you get for the girl who has everything? And when I say has, I mean has acquired, because one's immune deficiency cannot fight off all disease. Speaking of which, throat cancer basically robbed Val Kilmer of his voice, so he worked with a software company to recreate it using archived recordings, and apparently it's pretty convincing. Quentin Tarantino is a multimillionaire, gives his mother nothing because she mocked him when he was younger for trying to be a screenwriter. He says, quote, there are consequences for your words as you deal with your children, end quote. That's pretty ugly. Elon Musk and another company teaming up to launch a satellite that'll beam advertising from outer space. Obviously, it's not a popular concept. Guy Fieri debuted a special concoction for the Field of Dreams game on Thursday, a hot dog apple pie. He calls it a funky throwback snack and can't wait to see how people react to it. Hot dogs and pie in the same bite? I don't think so. Part of the $900 million deal that the South Park guys signed includes a new marijuana company based on the weed business that Randy Marsh started on season 22 of the show. The 19th and final season of Ellen will kick off on September 13th. She's promising unparalleled celebrity interviews. Jon Stewart and Pete Davidson are hosting a comedy event in New York called New York Still Rising After 20 Years, a comedy celebration. All the proceeds go to 9/11 charities. Listen to this lineup. John Mulaney, Jimmy Fallon, Wanda Sykes, Bill Burr, Dave Chappelle, Amy Schumer. And that's only part of them. It's only part of the list. The event, Sunday, September 12th, Madison Square Garden. The attendees will be required to show proof of vaccination. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at noon Eastern Time on Ticketmaster. The Eagles announced a new show in Seattle on November 5th, where fans will have to show proof of vaccination. Adele is reportedly going to live at her Los Angeles home during her Las Vegas residency, and she'll fly back and forth via private jet. I'm seeing the Aretha Franklin movie tonight. Jennifer Hudson plays Aretha in the upcoming movie Respect. I'll have a full report on your desk in the morning. The series premiere of Fantasy Island on Fox. Somebody named Rosalind Sanchez plays Elena Rourke, the host of a mysterious island where guests get to live out their fantasies with unpredictable mixed results. She is the grandniece of Ricardo Montalban's character from the old series. Late Night Tonight, Barbara Streisand and Marlon Wayans pop up with Jimmy Fallon. Kimmel's got Molly Shannon, Addison Rae, Sarah Bareilles. Guest host is David Spade because Kimmel's off for the summer. Stephen Colbert's got Brian Stelter from CNN, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt is on with Seth Meyers. Catherine Zeta-Jones is going to play Morticia Adams in Wednesday. A whole Adams family thing going on. I don't know what it was about this woman, particularly back in her prime, and we're talking late 70s, 80s, and stuff like that. We are talking about the lovely Rosanna Arquette. Was she the most beautiful woman on earth? Absolutely not. Was she one of the most ravishing, sexy women on earth that I had ever seen? You betcha. And she was a great free, well, she's alive. She's a great free spirit. Speaking in the past tense there for some reason. A great free spirit. A lot of the movies that she took roles in were really, really sort of oddball movies, and I just loved that about her. But there was something about that face that, oh, she had somebody, some other girl's boobs. Because Rosanna Arquette's a very thin girl, but she's monster boobs and these huge lips, and that's all it takes for most men. Your height, weight, proportionate, and you got big boobs and big lips, you are home free, baby. You are home free. Guys in Toto writing songs about her, for God's sakes. And if you're saying to yourself, particularly if you're a woman, you're like, JC, you're being awfully leering today. Like I said, I live in the real world. I'm just telling you the truth, folks. I'm telling you the truth. And do you like Peter Gabriel? I knew you did, because so do I. And Peter Gabriel noted... He noticed Rosanna Arquette somewhere along the line, too, because as you'll hear in JC Celebrity A-List interview of the day today with Rosanna Arquette, they were doing some serious hanging out.
And will being a mother curtail your propensity, I guess you would say? And I don't know if this is your deal or if it's kind of scripts that you see or whatever, but you have had your shirt off in an awful lot of movies. And
I know. I was just, yeah, you know what? And
I'm not complaining, by the way.
And it's going to stop now.
Oh, so is the interview. Goodbye.
Damn the luck. Goodbye, Rosanna. Nice
talking to you. It's got time for the body double. You know what? It just... Boy, but a lot of films are like that. It's just the way it is, and if it's nudity, sometimes is really important to the script. But when it's just gratuitous, I don't do it. But the times that I've done it, it really was part of the character, and so I'm not a prude about it.
But you know what? Even in like in a movie like After Hours, where you were, I think you had your shirt off for about a billionth of a second, and trust me, because I freeze framed it and took a good look.
But
maybe you're right after all. I'm hearing this show back in my headphones here, and I am a pervert. Well, I just like pretty girls with their shirts off, okay? Does that make me a horrible person? If it does, fine. I stand before you today, willing to admit my frailties. All right, that's it. Probably a good place to stop before I get myself in more trouble. We are here every weekday morning, Monday through Friday, from 7 o'clock to 7:30. It's absolutely free. You can binge listen to these things on the weekend or whenever you want. We archive them all, and they're available on multiple platforms all over the internet, and of course right here at jconline.com. If you choose, you may email me at jc@jconline.com. On Facebook, I'm at The Showgram with JC Corcoran. And you have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Watch out for the severe weather, 5, 6, 7 o'clock. It does not look nice during that time period, so be on your toes. And in the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The JC Corcoran Podcast.